One night when all the village slept, Martella sought despair. The wandering shepherd waking kept to tell the woods his care. "Be gone," said he, "fond thoughts, be gone, I give your sorrow. Why should you waste your tears for one that thinks on you no more? Yet all the birds, the flocks, and powers that dwell within the grove can tell how many tender hours we here have passed in love. Ye stars above, my cruel foes can tell how she has sworn a thousand times that like to these her flame should ever burn. I thought the rocks would sooner move than she her faith betray. I was transported so with love, my senses fled away. When hand in hand we used to walk, no joy was like to this. She told me that I had her heart and sealed it with a kiss. But faithless she will ever be, I to my sorrow find, or else perhaps prove so to me and to some other kind. But sure the God of love will shower down vengeance in the end, and punish by his mighty power those that his laws offend. How happy I should count myself for to receive one smile from her that stole my heart away and did me so beguile. My drooping spirits would revive and I should be at ease, and promise to myself good days, my fancy for to please. But since she's gone, oh, let me have my wish and quickly die. In this cold bank I'll make my grave and there forgotten lie. Sad nightingales the watch shall keep and kindly there complain. Then down the shepherd lay to sleep and never waked again. Arminda coming through the grove to ease him of his grief, and finding that her wronged love was dead past all relief, unto the God she did complain with senses all amazed, and sobbed out these words in vain as on his grave she gazed. Oh, why, ye only powers above, would you be so cruel, for to deprive me of my love ere I his face could see? Unhappy I, whose deep disdain makes me thus sadly crossed, for when I thought to love again, I found that I was lost. Oh, let me strive with all my heart thy breath for to reprieve, that thou mayst know my love's sick heart doth for my shepherd grieve. With open eyes behold my woe, that am with sorrow slain, since that I prove thy deadly foe to kill thee with disdain. But oh, alas, I know grim death he will not bribe it be, for to restore his latest breath to see my misery. No sorrow e'er was like to mine, come help me for to mourn, that I in tears of watery brine may to a deluge turn. You birds that warble in the woods, and beasts so fear and fell, bear witness of my dying words, and weep my funeral knell. Since he to Elysium gone, who was to me so kind, no longer I can live alone, nor stay 1 hour behind. I come, dear love, I come, she cried, make thy arm into room. Since that for love Martellus died, unto the shades I come. Then fetching of a dying groan, her tender heart it broke, and falling on her lover's grave, she never after spoke.